Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
It is 414 day. That's right, 414 day. So you think about for the 414, you think about the Milwaukee Brewers. Back in action tonight, hosting the Toronto Blue Jays inside AmFam Field. We welcome in one of the voices of the Milwaukee Brewers, as we do each and every week here, Jeff Levering. Jeff, what's going on, man? Happy 414 day.
Happy Milwaukee day, everybody. However you may celebrate, hopefully it's not cleaning up debris from a nasty storm last night. Ooh, nasty, nasty, nasty stuff. But happy 414 day, everybody.
You dealing with any of that today at your house before you head to the ballpark? Chewy, you're showing me pictures out by his lake house.
Looks destroyed.
No longer where it's supposed to be in the middle of the yard.
So,
no, oh, that's a bummer. No, yeah. We had the tornado sirens go off the house last night, which was not fun for the children. But as everybody knows, a storm really comes when your dog starts going crazy. Oh, and our dog didn't do anything last night. He was just snoring logs. It was pretty nasty, which is great. But we did have a little sump pump issue that I was dealing with for a couple hours in the middle of the night before the storm. So thankfully that's all done, but we're all good. All good.
Good. Jeff, they lost five in a row. How I know there's 162 games.
Great segue, Chewy.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
You've been around us long enough, Jeff. This is just how it works.
Dynamite.
Man.
Well, no.
Speaking of storms,
no, Jen. I didn't know I was starting a game today. I thought I was coming in relief. Gabe gives me a nod, like, oh, okay. I know there's 162 games, but five in a row. How concerned should we be?
Well, I'd be more concerned if I was your Fresno State Bulldogs. But no, it's listen, it's cruising down the I-99 corridor. Listen, I think that, it's tough sledding right now. There's no doubt. The offense has been really, really inconsistent. It feels like your A bullpen guys are showing some signs of being tired early in the season. It could be effects from last year. Could be effects of just, hey, we're just trying to get ourselves going. It just hasn't been great, right? Got off to that great 8-2 start, and it's been a slog since then. So you just figure it out. You ran into the Red Sox that put together three really good games, 1-2 out of the three, and then you come home and you got a Nationals team that is playing really well. And then yesterday, they go and get smoked by Paul Skeens. I mean, that's just baseball, right? That's baseball. I think the Brewers are going to be fine. It's a tough test. They're going to have really tough pitching they're going to have to deal with in this series against the Toronto Blue Jays starting tonight with Kevin Gausman. And you hope that the Christian Yelich situation isn't as long as what they say it's going to be.
So with the matchup tonight, because you mentioned Kevin Gausman is on the mound, is the next step for the Miz evolution when you're, you know, a top of the line starter, you also got to be the stopper and one of these losing streaks is going, all right, it's up to you. It's on you. Is that kind of the next step for Miz, is to become that stopper for the team and go out there and pitch his tail off tonight?
I think for sure. I think he needs to give the Brewers a really good outing today. And it's not going to be an easy thing to do against this lineup in Toronto. But he's thrown the ball exceptionally well. Even in his outing the other day, like we talked about last week, the wheels just kind of fell off in that sixth inning. But I think Miz, he's going to go out there. He's going to shove. He pitches great at American Family Field. I think he's going to have a really good outing. He has really stepped up when he has faced some of the game's best pitchers. He beat Skeens. He beat Kershaw last year. He was toe-to-toe with Garrett Crochet, even though Crochet laid an egg yesterday. He was unbelievable last week in Boston. I think that he steps up in a big way tonight.
Jeff, you mentioned Yelly, and they think he's going to be out potentially for, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks or so. Who's going to step into the DH role? Is it going to be one guy, or are they going to do it by committee?
I think it's going to be committee, honestly. I think you could see Gary Sanchez in there more often than not, but they do need him. He's their backup catcher. What do you do to replace him on the roster? Do you bring Carroll up to be a third catcher so you can DH Gary Sanchez? I mean, you'd love to see him in first base against left-handed pitching, but that was an adventure the other day, to say the least. And it's not an adventure that you're picking your own adventure, right? It was scary for a lot of different people. But he can step up and he can play the position. So it depends on what they want to do roster wise. I think it's going to be a rotating door essentially at the DH position while Yelly's gone, but you're certainly going to miss his bat.
Well, so I guess what's the expectation with Yelly? Are you expecting him to go and an announcement that he's going on IL today with some sort of corresponding roster move?
I would guess that. I mean, hamstrings are so fickle anyway. I mean, there's no reason for him to sit there and go, well, I might not play today or I might not play tomorrow. You might as well just go on the IL, take your 2 weeks, and hopefully it only takes 2 weeks to clear that thing up.
Well, he
if it's
said
any more than that. It's,
Murph yeah, said it, tweak. I mean, I popped. Popped is different than a tweak. So tweak, I don't see as too bad. Like you said, 2 weeks would be probably good news. You know,
I think that's the best news you can get.
Yeah,
is have 2 weeks. But I'm not a doctor, nor did I stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Yeah.
So I think that I you just wait and you find out what happens at the ballpark today. And more news will come out later today. And hopefully it's better news than it is bad.
Jeff Levering joining us on the Yingling guest hotline. How many people get your? Because you've used that a couple of times now on the show. I haven't stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I feel like that, like, I get it, and I remember those commercials, Jeff, but I don't know how many people do.
He's got a deal. Well, he's got a deal with them, of course. Come on,
definitely. But it's just a reference that is back in the back of my mind whenever I need it, when
sure.
I need to sound like I sound smart. You know, I'll even drop a Dr. Gally Wickets on you every now and again if you want me to.
Just roll with the dumbness. It's much easier, Jeff.
Right?
I enjoy playing the idiot.
It's a good line. I'm glad you get the reference.
Well, it's a great
I saw you snicker. Yeah. I appreciate you. No, I saw you laugh.
It's and again, because I've heard you use it a couple of times, and I don't know how many people. Again, it's a very specific joke, but those who get it, get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you're on the inside
and it feels great.
You're on the inside. And if people aren't on the inside, maybe they're going to go look for it. And then maybe it creates a rabbit hole situation for them where they go and look at a different YouTube clip of the guy who stayed at the Holiday Inn Express last night and he's doing open heart surgery. Doctor, what do you think? I don't know, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Great free breakfast there, too. It's wonderful.
Somehow this has turned into a Holiday Inn read on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Bryce Terang is continuing to swing an unbelievable bat. I did not see his leap coming last year. But am I placing too many expectations on him to think that he's going to continue to take another step forward this year? Because it seemed like coming out of the WBC, and this wasn't just like media talking, his teammates on that team were heaping the type of praise of, oh, this guy's going to be a 30-30 guy someday.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's really fair. We talked about it last year as he's going in the month of August and it's, boom, 10 homers. Where'd these come from, right? And it's not just because it's hot and you're playing in Bandbox ballparks. It was legit. And it was legit because he was going to the opposite field and hitting mm-hmm. home runs that way. It's not just pull homers. The power becomes real when you start hitting the ball out of the ballpark to the opposite field. You could tell anybody that in the major leagues, and that's what Jackson Churio does so well, right? At a very young age, he goes to the opposite field. That's legit power. And all the meanwhile, he's still playing great defense. He's not sacrificing getting base hits to left. He's still grinding through at bats. He's drawing his walks. Yeah, some strikeouts are in there, but you'll take that with the home runs that he's going to hit. I think that we've talked about it a number of times that he is, if he's not the best second baseman going right now, he's in the top two or three, right?
I don't know who's better. Well, I mean, who could be? I mean, the way he's hitting home runs right now, the way that, again, he hit home runs at the end of last season, and oh, by the way, he's already won a platinum glove.
Right. Here's my question. The only other guy that you could think about putting in the same conversation numbers-wise would be Jazz Chisholm, who had 30 homers last year in a Bandbox in New York City. Mm-hmm. But does he bring the same type of acumen defensively?
No, did you hear what he said the other day?
Exactly.
He was confused on if a double play would have actually ended the game or not.
Right, Right. So that's where the tipping point comes for me with Bryce Terang. Does he have the ancillary numbers that Jazz Chisholm has? Probably not. But I think he's a more complete player. I think he is the best and most complete second baseman in Major League Baseball.
Jeff, any news on Churio and Vaughn as far as their return?
Churio's making his way back. He's been playing catch, which is good. I think they're really trying to make sure that he is all the way back. He hasn't started swinging a bat yet. So once he starts swinging a bat, you can start to ramp up the time clock there. But he's doing all the other things he's supposed to do. For Andrew Vaughn, he just had his stitches out last week, but he's starting to do some things, that rehab process. I mean, that's a six-week process anyway. So it's going to take him some time. I'd guess May for Vaughn. If you could get Churio back by the end of April, I think that's a win.
Left side of the infield has been, you talked about the inconsistencies, the offense. I think that's where a lot of that is coming from, whether it's been, again, all three of them, Renjifo, Hamilton, Ortiz, I think each got off to a decent start and have gone cold, especially when you have somebody like Cooper Pratt waiting in the minors and signing the contract that he did. I'm not saying that these guys are coming out of the lineup tomorrow and Cooper's coming up, but what's the patience like when you have those types of struggles on that side of the field and the Brewers are as deep as they are in the minor league system with left side infielders?
I think the Brewers want to see what Cooper Pratt does in the minor leagues for an extended time. I could see him being down there for 6 weeks, 2 months. Look at the numbers. Where are you right now? I want to see you dominate a level for a little while. Like Luis Pena for the first couple of weeks is hitting 500 in A ball. He's going to be in Double A pretty soon.
Yep.
Right. I mean, that's just how you want to see a player dominate before you jump him up a level. Cooper Pratt played what, 7 games in Triple A last year. Mm-hmm. Let him get his feet wet. He was dealing with a little thing. He was out of the lineup for 5 days or something. So let him figure it out. I will say this for Luis Renjifo, that he's been hitting the ball hard, but he doesn't have any results. He's got no results. He's been okay at third base. David Hamilton has played great defensively. He's going to be in the rotation, giving Terang a day off, giving Ortiz a day off against a right-hander. He's been playing third base as a left-handed bat. But I would say that if you're any of those guys on the left side of the infield, I mean, your rear end isn't on fire because you know someone's behind you, but maybe you're getting into the yellow zone of caution, right? So let's get it going. And I think for Ortiz, he's had better at bats. I mean, he broke up a no hitter the other day. He's played great at shortstop.
He's always going to do that. Yeah.
Right. And that's fine. And you can take what he gives you offensively because he plays so great defensively. But I would say that there is some caution. There is some caution on April the 14th.
Jeff, we always appreciate the time. We always appreciate catching up with you. Where are you going to be? Are you TV or radio tonight?
I am TV next week. I'm radio today. Radio today. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
You walk into the wrong booth tonight.
Jeez, I got to make sure I got the right quarter zip on. I am radio through the week.
Okay.
And then I pick up TV in Detroit. So I'll be on TV in Detroit.
Do you dress differently?
Radio for the rest of the week.
Jeff, do you dress differently?
For sure.
Yeah.
A little.
Okay.
A little. Yeah. It's always comfort on the bottom side, and then what quarter zip do I have to match with my TV partner?
Because my Fresno top was a mistake. I got pizza stains all over it. But it's radio, so
it's
who
a black
gives a
top.
Crap?
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Right, it's a black top. It's fine.
I won't tell you about the smell.
No, don't worry about it. Just mix it in the wash. Come on now,
Jeff,
mix it in.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, man.
You got it. See you guys.
Jeff Levering, voice of the Brewers. Like you said, catch him on radio tonight. Brewers taking on the Blue Jays, 6:40 first pitch over on WTMJ. Milwaukee, let's celebrate. Ewald Automotive Group 62 anniversary sale is here. This month, celebrating with anniversary savings on over 1,400 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Get payments as low as $250 a month. Financing as low as 0% plus 2 years of included maintenance on us. It's the Ewald Automotive Group 62-year anniversary sales event. It's happening this month at every Ewald location. It's, again, I have trusted them forever at this point. My check engine light just came on yesterday. Was able to book an appointment, getting that checked out tomorrow. And Ewald is going to make sure I'm set up with the Jeep that I have trusted at Ewald Automotive ever since I've moved here to Milwaukee. All you have to do to check out the 62-year anniversary sale, just head over to ewaldauto.com.